Hello?
Hi, I'm Dr. Dip, and I'll be taking care of your follow-up examination today. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. It's taking me a little bit longer than usual to make the rounds, so I'm sure you can see. Before we begin, can you please confirm your name and date of birth? Right, thank you. Looks like, according to your chart... Ha! You and I have the same injury. What a coincidence. And you were placed in a cast 4 weeks ago, correct? So I guess that would put you about a week ahead of me. Ha! Maybe we can talk about some of the things you've experienced. And we can compare notes, so to speak. Any questions before we get started? Okay, good. Then let's begin. We'll start with a general examination of your foot and leg. Any pain or discomfort? Well, anything new, or getting worse at least. Cast too tight or too loose, anything like that? Oh, believe me, I understand what you're going through, especially now. I've had a lot of experience caring for patients with this type of injury, but I guess I didn't really get what it was like to be in a cast until I found myself in one myself. Can you bend your knee and raise your foot? Yes, like that. Okay, great. Looks like you haven't been cheating too much and keeping your weight off that cast. It can be frustrating at times to have to rely on the crutches, but it is important for the healing process to keep off that foot as much as possible. And you are doing a great job with that. I wish all of my patients were as compliant as you, myself included. I really should take more of my own advice. Look how beat up the bottom of my cast is. I haven't even had mine on as long as you have. Go ahead, place your leg back down. We'll check your circulation. That's it. Can you wiggle your toes for me? Excellent. Now, I'm going to palpate each toe and check your capillary refill. Okay, good. Okay. All right, that looks great as well. I can tell you're taking good care of your toes. It's important to move them as much as possible, and checking them is the easiest way to tell if there are any problems with the cast. And of course, since our toes are out there for everyone to see, we have to keep them looking nice anyway, right? So, about your x-ray. I have some good news and some bad news. Your bone does appear to be knitting well, but unfortunately, based on your current progress, we're going to have to keep the cast on for another 2 weeks before we can really think about moving to a boot and starting some weight bearing. Oh, interesting. Huh. Usually that gets a different reaction. But you don't seem too disappointed about that. Huh. Are you liking being in the cast? It's okay, you can be honest with me. And it will help me determine the best course of treatment for you as well. Yes, I see. Well, that's a perfectly natural reaction for someone in your situation. If your experience is anything like mine, you're getting a lot of extra attention, which can feel very good despite the cast and crutches making some things more difficult. There's nothing wrong with accepting some extra help if you need it. Ha! And of course there are those great parking spots too. Just between you and me, I've been feeling the same way about my cast. Sure, some things have been tough, but I've been trying to focus on the positive aspects. As an orthopaedist, it's an important experience for me because now I can really relate to what my patients are going through. And you would not believe how many looks I get with this thing. This one time, I definitely caught a guy staring, so I decided to have a little fun with him. I acted like I was having a lot of trouble with the door, and I said, "Oh, sir, could you please help me with this? It's so hard to do doors with these crutches." He came over so fast he almost tripped. And he was totally blushing when I thanked him. I even went and got a pedicure and got my toes painted to match my cast. But of course, you already noticed that, didn't you? I figured since people were going to be getting close to them to sign it, I'd better make sure my pedi was on point. I see you don't have any signatures on yours, even though the basic white is really good for that. Were you embarrassed about it or something? Maybe something to do with your own feelings towards casts? I feel like showing it off and having people sign the cast is one of the only fun things about it, so I say go for it. I expect to see it filled up by your next checkup, okay? Doctor's orders. Okay. We're almost finished with the exam, but there is just one more thing that we need to check today. Sometimes patients can experience a negative impact to their sexual function while dealing with an injury like this, because they feel like they're limited in their typical everyday activities. Usually, this is just psychosomatic, but we do want to make sure everything is still working properly. It's very important to make sure that we take care of these issues as soon as possible, if there are any. Endorphins are very beneficial to the healing process. Before we begin, I'll need you to undress. Huh, looks like that shouldn't be a problem for you with those shorts. I'm sure you don't have any trouble fitting them over the cast. Very smart choice. I'm usually wearing scrubs, so I don't have to think about what to wear and whether I'll be able to get dressed easily. And truthfully, I don't need to roll my pant leg up. I mean, sometimes it does get a little warm under the cast, but mostly it's because I want to show it off and see how people react. At the end of my shift, I even use a wheelchair for a bit to put my foot up. You'd think on the ortho floor people wouldn't think twice about it, but you should see the stares I get as a casted doctor in scrubs wheeling through the hallways. I don't usually get to show off my toes at work, so it's kind of nice they get a little bit of attention, even though I'm not wearing my toe rings like I usually do. And since this is my first cast, I took full advantage of asking people to sign it. Oh, I suppose we should get started. Just lift your hips a little bit so I can slide your shorts and your undergarments down. Ah, well, I can see that your blood flow is certainly unaffected. I find that for most patients, a manual stimulation for collection tends to work best. I'm going to lower the bed so you're a bit more comfortable. What's that? Oh, you'd prefer to watch? Of course, that's up to you. It won't affect the procedure. How about we just leave things at this angle? From there, you should be able to see down to your cast and watch the procedure as well. We do have standard medical lubricant, but since I'm already observing some pre-ejaculate, I think we'll start with something else. Perhaps all that talk about my cast is contributing to some arousal. In that case, I think something a little more natural is in order.
Oh, yes.
All this talk about our castes definitely seems to be a contributing factor here. Don't worry. There's no need to be embarrassed. It might be a bit uncommon, but a sexual attraction to casts and other orthopedic devices is well documented. If you're interested in more information, I'm happy to provide some research our practice has into a basiophilia and how best to incorporate it into your daily life. But for now, just relax and let your body perform the way it wants to. Very good. I think we're almost ready to collect our sample now. Let me get the gloves. Yes. Here we go. Tricky little buggers. Ugh. Right. There's the gloves. Now the lubricant. Okay. I'll start off slowly, but I can see that you're already close to ejaculating, correct? That's very good. I expected you weren't going to have any trouble with this part of the exam. I can see that you're trying to get a better view of my cast, though. Would that help you reach orgasm? Yes, of course I can. We do need to get a good sample, after all. I can put my casted foot right up on the bed for you. And don't worry, I used to be a dancer, so I can do it no problem. And I have been balancing on my good leg for the past couple of weeks anyway. You can watch me as I work to collect your sample. Or turn your head over and I'll turn my foot towards you so you can get a better view of that. Oh my. That is arousing you, isn't it? Are you ready to ejaculate over me with my pretty pedicured toes right in front of your face? Oh, and my perfectly applied cast. Do you want to release to my casted toes? Do you? Yes. Oh, yes. I can feel you're about to burst. Yes. Yes, look at my toes, look at my pretty toes sticking out of my cast. Yes, 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 that's right. Come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me. Oh, oh, oh. Ah. Well, that was quite a sample. My goodness. I don't think I've ever extracted so much semen in a single exam before. I think it's safe to say that your sexual function is in perfect working order. There's just one thing we need to take care of before you get dressed. Mm-hmm. There we go. Right, we're all done. Once you're dressed and ready, you can check out at the desk downstairs. Oh, on second thought, you probably don't want to use crutches after all that exertion. I'll send up a nurse with a wheelchair. Then you can see what it's like being pushed through the hospital with that casted leg up. I do think you'll enjoy it. I'll see you at your next follow-up. I'm looking forward to it. How about before you go, you let me be the first to sign your cast? I'll sign right by your toes, and then I'll let you sign right next to mine. Deal?